meet up with this. It's a lot of fun.
And let me thank you in advance for being here, because this might be the last chance we have to talk. Look for them Thursday, September 8th, 7 o'clock, Schenley Plaza, for a great outdoor show, Calliope's Concert in the Park. Once again, Bertha and the Bells.
Thanks, Larry.
Gal maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. With two left feet and oh so neat is sweet Georgia Brown. Well, they all sigh, they want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why, 'cause you know I don't lie.
Not much.
It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Well, since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas she can't get are the fellas she ain't met. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, sweet Georgia Brown.
A beautiful sound from Bertha and the Bells. I can't thank you enough for being here this morning. You've just sounded great. Pam Hawley, Annie Trimble, Alice Backer, Richard Gordon. And I can't mention it enough. This Thursday, the 8th. It's easy to not let it sink in. Thursday, the 8th, 7 o'clock. Right in front of the main branch of Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, which is known as Schenley Plaza by the merry-go-round, in between Hellman Library, you know where it is, I hope, in Oakland, you'll get a chance to hear from them. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix. Thanks to Robert Gray for a great rescue this morning. And thanks also to our other guests today, students from Pittsburgh Starrett and from Assumption School. And thanks to Ricky. I'm sorry I didn't thank you, but she said I'm used to it. Ricky Berger, thank you. Alexis Thompson does our booking. We will look for you again next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, from SLB Radio Productions. Library, you know where it is, I hope, in Oakland, you'll get a chance to hear from them. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix. Thanks to Robert Gray for a great rescue this morning. And thanks also to our other guests today, students from Pittsburgh Starrett and from Assumption School. And thanks to Ricky. I'm sorry I didn't thank you, but she said I'm used to it. Ricky Berger, thank you. Alexis Thompson does our booking. We will look for you again next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I come in and squash your weekends flat. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and independent freeform radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock. Love, those are the Swingin' Supremes here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Happy Labor Day weekend. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Soul in the Swing, your Cum Laude graduate of the Chetwick Institute Group Workology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. More music time here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. Please, no phone calls today. No phone calls. I'm not in the studio today, so save your phone calls for another week. But do check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for cloudy skies out there today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Sunday. We will check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
Reaching back to 1967, here's Lulu on Radio 9. Lulu. On Radio 9, don't forget, Monday is Labor Day. We will be playing some songs for those of us who labor for a living. These are the mamas and the papas. And for everyone who has to work on Monday, can't trust that day.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, can't trust that day.
Water. Every time it
song for Labor Day for all of us who are working for the man at one day or another. Someday, my ambition is to be the man.
Mother-in-law.
I've been called a mother a few times. Here's Ernie Cato on Radio 9.
The worst person I know. She worries me so.
Mother-in-law.
If she leave us alone, we would have a happy home. Sent from down below.
Mother-in-law.
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 Mother-in-law. Satan shouldn't be her name. To me, they're about the same.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Every time I open my mouth, steps in right to put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Mother-in-law.
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 WRCT.
Shape me, whip me, make me feel cheap. I'm Jay Thurber. Reminder, today's show is not taking phone calls. We are pre-recorded this week for release at this more convenient time, as my wife and I are doing a little bit of traveling today. But we do have some new music coming your way in just a couple of minutes. We'll also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like
about people that you never seen. You talk about people, you can make me scream. You just talk too much.
The memo I got from the program director at WRCT a while ago. You talk too much. Joe Jones here on Radio 9 at 1223. Much more music. New music from Marcus Mumford coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. So great to be with you here on this Labor Day weekend. And just a reminder, please no phone calls, but do check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. The Allegheny County Health Department has expanded eligibility for the monkeypox vaccine to include more people who are at high risk for contracting the virus. The department stresses the importance of testing and vaccination as the most important tools for stopping the spread of monkeypox. Starting on Friday, actually, the health department, with approval from the State Department of Health, is implementing new eligibility for those interested in getting the monkeypox vaccine. Those previously and still eligible to receive the vaccine included individuals who had experienced high-risk exposure to someone who was diagnosed with monkeypox in the previous 2 weeks. The new groups of people who will be eligible in the Pittsburgh area to receive the vaccine will include men who have sex with men, women who have sex with men who have sex with men. I'm going to do the math there, okay? And transgender, gender, and non-conforming and non-binary individuals who have multiple sex partners. Sorry, we're getting a little graphic here, but it is for an important and good cause. So if you think you've been exposed to the monkeypox virus, or you think you should be getting the vaccine or being tested for the vaccine, you can call the Allegheny County Health Department Immunization Clinic at 412-578-8062. The number again, 412-578-8062. Walk-ins are also welcome. The clinic is located at 425 First Avenue on the fourth floor downtown Pittsburgh. Now, the following community health providers are also doing screening and vaccinations, and that includes Allies for Health and Well-Being, Metro Community Health Center, Central Outreach Wellness Center, AHN Positive Healthcare Clinic, that's on Federal Street on the north side, and UPMC Center for Care for Infectious Diseases, that's in Oakland. Now, AHN and UPMC are only vaccinating current patients, but Allies for Health and Well-Being and Metro Community Health and the County Health Department will be seeing everybody. The Allegheny County Health Department says one of the best ways to reduce the spread of the virus is testing individuals who develop lesions who believe they may have been exposed to monkeypox. Testing is available throughout the county at emergency rooms, urgent care centers, and many doctors' offices. If you want to get vaccinated through the health department, it's 412-578-8062. If you want more information, you'd like to speak to a health department expert, you can call 412-687-ACHD.
Would now be a good time?
No, actually, they're closed on Saturdays. Or you can go to AlleghenyCounty.us/monkeypox. That's AlleghenyCounty.us/monkeypox.
Do you have to be a monkey?
You don't have to be a monkey, but it might help. That's a message from the Allegheny County Health Department.
Weather.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. On Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 81. Labor Day, that's Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 78. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high near 80. With new music now from Marcus Mumford.
Without things getting too heavy, even though I never tell you everything, I could have sworn
Album is called Self-Titled. He really burned the midnight oil on that one. Marcus Mumford, the solo release. That's new music here on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30 and it's Labor Day weekend. Hope you don't have to labor on Monday. I hope you get a long weekend. Don't have to go down to that coal mine with Lee Dorsey.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. Live at the Fillmore, here's Chuck Berry and the Steve Miller Band on Radio 9. I don't think they're live there right now, so don't get in the car and drive. Never mind.
Good morning, little schoolgirl. Good morning, little schoolgirl. Can I go home with you? Can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father that I'm a little schoolboy too.
live at the Fillmore, recorded in 1967. Chuck Berry and the Steve Miller Band here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
So sing along. Come on and sing along, okay? Send this out to Lieutenant Governor Fetterman.
One toe over the line, sweet Jesus. One toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toe over the line. You can plainly see. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, it surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet. The train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line.
I sail away.
Now is the train going by the railway station.
And now I'm returning and showing off a smile. I met all the girls and I loved myself a few. And to my surprise, like everything else that I've been through, it opened up my eyes. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line.
Don't you know I'm just
waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over.
Sending that out. You know, I make fun of Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. We've referred to him on this show, of course, as Johnny Short Pants, which might not be very nice, but he sure does make the right people angry. And oh boy, Dr. Oz has got his crudités in an uproar, doesn't he? Andre Williams.
South side of Chicago lived a guy named Jack, whose dream it was to someday own a Cadillac. He gambled for his money. The first thing you know, up popped Jack in a brand new Eldorado. It didn't matter. He had no place to stay. He slept in his car at night and he drove all day, hustling for a living. He could really shoot pool and didn't think it was necessary to stay in school. A long white Cadillac was his claim to fame, and every year he bought a new one to keep up his name. Cadillac Jack sure was a man. Life was good to Jack, and he thought he had it made. till he started fooling around with another fella's maid. Jack had a way with women and he couldn't understand why this girl refused him to stay with her man. Jack said, now listen, baby, and grabbed her by the arm, 'cause he just had to show her how good he could charm. With no word of warning came a bust of light as Jack made his final mistake that night. Talking real loud, drawing the crowd, you knew his name really made him proud. Cadillac Jack sure was a man. Now Jack was a legend on our side of town. Bad, the girl's boyfriend shot him down. A few days later, Jack was flat on his back, getting his last ride in a long, long, black, black Cadillac.
Williams of Cadillac Jack. I was thinking the other day, Jack. You know, Lieutenant Governor Fetterman is from Braddock, and if he gets elected to the U.S. Senate, and then if Austin Davis is running for Lieutenant Governor, and he's from McKeesport, in fact, I've had him here in the studio, the Mon Valley is really going to be in the driver's seat, both in Washington and in Harrisburg, and that can only mean one thing, which is Supreme Court Justice J. Thurber.
Evel Knievel leaps over seven 1946 Studebakers later with J. Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
More like Secretary of Garbage Collection, probably. Secretary of Unclogging Drains.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna. Scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. She says she's 54. Ah! board.
Labor Day weekend on Radio 9. More music after this message.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jay Thurber
plays more music.
In the age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand.
Listen to the Miracles from 1961 on Radio 9 at 1250. Much more music time. More new music coming your way right after we take care of sports and weather from Michigander. How about it? So stay tuned for that. Attic Records joins you in supporting 88.3 WIRCT. Attic Records, located in Millville, is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs, including metal, reggae, hip-hop, doo-wop. Attic Records has new releases and is family-owned and operated. They also buy used records and CDs. For more information, visit Attic Records in Millville or call them at 412-821-8484. And if you're interested in underwriting on WIRCT, email pr@wirct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport and 88.3 WIRCT. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. What a great way to ease into your Labor Day weekend, your long weekend, hopefully for most of you, 3-day weekend. Then listening to Eric O'Brien as he brings you soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s with occasional silly material as well. You can find him on Facebook at Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, but better yet, tune in Saturday afternoons at 3 to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Toronto Blue Jays cruised to a 4-0 win over the Pirates Friday night at PNC Park. It was the Pirates' 14th shutout loss this season. It also clinched the team's fourth consecutive losing season. And the sixth in 7 years, the Buccos have now lost 28 games since the All-Star break. It's the Pirates and Blue Jays again tonight at PNC. Ronzi Contreras is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. Elsewhere, the Giants routed the Phillies 13-1 to snap a 7-game losing streak. Padres beat the Dodgers 7-1, and the Rays blanked the Yankees 9-0. In college football, the Carnegie Mellon Tartans started their season Friday night with a victory. Under new head coach Ryan Larson, Tartans beat Whitworth University 35-17 under the lights at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. Carnegie Mellon outgained Whitworth in total offense. Quarterback Ben Mills connected with senior Chris Hughes on a school-record 99-yard catch-and-run touchdown. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud wants his teammates looking fly for their season opener today against Notre Dame, so he gave them each $500 gift cards to buy new game day suits. And Serena Williams held the lead several times over Ayla Tamjanovic, but could not hang on in what might have been the final match of her career at the 2022 U.S. Open yesterday in Flushing, New York. Tamjanovic won the three-hour third-round match 7-5, 6-7, and 6-1 to advance to the round of 16. A crowd vocalized heavy support for Williams throughout the match.
Pittsburgh's weather.
A chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high near 83. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, low 67. On Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, high near 81. Labor Day, that's Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 78. And then on Tuesday, showers likely, mostly cloudy, high near 80.
New music from Michigander.
Yeah.
people from Michigan are called Stay Out of It. I'm Jay Thurber, hoping that you stay right here. FSN News is coming up for you at 1 o'clock. More music on the other side of that. Don't forget to check in with me on Facebook and Twitter today at Jay Thurber Show. Here's a group called War to take us to news time. Seems appropriate the way the news is going these days.
Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review, and the week ended with news that Nord Stream 1, the pipeline that conveys Russian gas to Europe, will not reopen this weekend after what the Russians are describing as routine maintenance. They say they found evidence of a malfunction and an oil leak that require repair, and that the pipeline will be shut indefinitely, adding to growing anxiety in Europe about energy supplies. Meanwhile, G7 finance ministers agreed to try and impose a price cap on Russian oil to prevent the Kremlin from profiteering. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Our objective since day one has been to deprive Putin of the revenue they need. Higher oil prices have actually boosted, not diminished, Putin's revenue that he needs.
In Ukraine, the week was dominated by challenging but ultimately successful efforts by UN nuclear inspectors to reach the country's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, now in Russian hands. The IAEA says it will keep inspectors at the plant permanently to safeguard against any crisis there. FSN's Sergio Olmos spent most of the week in Zaporizhia.
Rafael Mariano Grossi, the agency's chief, telling reporters the world that the IAEA is here, and he said that the 18 members would stay behind until Sunday at least, but they wanted to have an ongoing presence there at the plant.
In Moscow, President Vladimir Putin joined mourners honoring the memory of Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, who died in hospital at the age of 91. He's more admired in the West than he is at home, but Vladimir Putin paid his respects as the man who helped end the Cold War lay in repose. In 1995, Gorbachev told FSN that there was only one path that would lead Russia to stability.
There is no doubt that Russia can become a dynamic, modern, stable nation that will be able to provide a decent standard of living for its people only if it continues the democratic process.
And Gorbachev will be buried this weekend alongside his wife Raisa in Moscow's Novodevichy Cemetery. The weekend will seal the fate for Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, the two candidates battling to succeed Boris Johnson as Britain's Prime Minister. The winner will be announced on Monday, the day Boris Johnson is expected to leave No. 10 Downing Street. Donald Trump's legal jeopardy deepened after the Department of Justice published a photograph showing top-secret documents recovered in his Mar-a-Lago office during last month's FBI search and seizure operation. And on Friday, the FBI disclosed that 43 of the folders recovered with top-secret markings had no documents within them. Speaking to right-wing outlet Real America's Voice, the former president.
You look at the floor and you see documents, right? They have cover sheets of documents. No, they put them there, John, and they put them there in a messy fashion.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This is Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK, McKeesport.
I need a